Welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast. Take it away, Mr. Haney. Swamp Swami has the sports for me. Watching sports since the age of three. He covers stories far and wide. Bring your sense of humor and come inside. Sports scores and more. Fresh takes. Fast breaks. Sports are my life. Yeah, right, said his wife. Swamp Swami's podcast show.
Welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com sports podcast. And today we're going to preview the SEC National Championship game. If you've been watching the multitudes of bowl games over the holidays like me, there were two particular games which stood out as huge letdowns for college football fans. Both of these so-called college football playoff games were simply duds. As I told one of my longtime friends a week ago, my sole rooting interest in those two games last week was to avoid a rematch of Alabama versus Georgia in the championship finale coming up 1 week from today. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a lifetime SEC football fan, and I love nothing better than seeing an SEC team being crowned as the national champion. It's just that I enjoy the title game a little bit more watching an SEC team playing and beating a team from another part of the country for the national championship. Hailing from Louisiana, I obviously prefer to see LSU win. The Tigers have won three titles in the last 18 years, you know. However, if LSU is not in the championship game, the tradition among SEC fans is to put those differences between the schools aside for just one night and pull for your conference to continue opening up another can of SEC brand whoop, well, you know, on another conference opponent. For the past 15 years, the Southeastern Conference has grabbed the national championship in football an astounding 11 times. Alabama has six of them, LSU two, Florida two, and Auburn one. They've all put a virtual chokehold on the championship belt on behalf of the SEC. The ACC has claimed three of those other titles, Clemson has two, and Florida State one, while Ohio State remains the lone winner north of the Mason-Dixon line during that span. If you were hoping for either Cincinnati or Michigan to square off against an SEC opponent in the national championship game, you were sorely disappointed by both of Friday night's national semifinal games. In the opening game, Cincinnati, which came into the contest undefeated at 13-0, learned the answer to the old Wendy's commercial of, "Where's the beef?" in the opening series against 12-1 Alabama. The Crimson Tide, whose offensive line outweighed Cincinnati's defensive front by over 50 pounds a player, ran the ball at them 10 consecutive plays to start the football game. Alabama then attempted its first pass of the game near the goal line and found a wide open slot receiver for the game's first touchdown. Now wait a minute, wasn't this the same Alabama offense which ran the ball for just 6 net yards on 26 attempts against a 6-6 LSU team just a little over a month ago? Why, yes it was. And it was the same relatively weak Alabama rushing attack which netted only 40 yards in 22 attempts going up against 6-6 Auburn in the Tide's regular season finale too. But for the national semifinal game last Friday against Cincinnati, Alabama rushed the ball for 301 yards on the game as senior running back Brian Robinson Jr. toted the pigskin for a career-high 201 yards on 25 carries. Alabama's Heisman Trophy quarterback Bryce Young literally had the night off as he passed for only 181 yards in the game. Alabama clobbered Cincinnati 27-6. And put most of America in a sleeper hole for the second half of that game. The odds makers had established Bama as a 14-point favorite coming into the game, and they were right. This football game was downright boring for most fans to watch. Even a few of those honest Crimson Tide fans might agree with me on that matter. The second national semifinal on Friday was expected to be a hard-fought match between 12-1 Big Ten champion Michigan and 12-1 SEC runner-up Georgia. Now, Georgia had just been exposed by Alabama in the SEC championship game 3 weeks earlier. Michigan was excited to be appearing in its first national semifinal in school history. Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh and this team of Wolverines would likely try to follow Alabama's blueprint on how to take down the Georgia Bulldogs. Except, it just didn't happen like that. Georgia chased Michigan right out of Miami with an overwhelming 34-11 win on Friday night. The Bulldogs raced to a 27-3 halftime lead, and like in the first national semifinal game, put the television audience to sleep for most of the second half. Only a final fourth quarter touchdown with 4 minutes left in the game by Michigan made the final score look a little bit more competitive than this game actually was. Georgia's much-maligned former walk-on starting quarterback Stetson Bennett did another one of his Drew Brees imitations in this game against Michigan. He completed 20 out of 30 passes for 313 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. You know that vaunted Michigan pass rush? It wasn't able to sack Bennett one time in this blowout win. Even more so than Cincinnati in that first semifinal game, Michigan never at any point looked like it was going to win this ball game. So this year's two Titans of the SEC will square off for the national championship game in Indianapolis 1 week from today. And no matter who wins, the SEC is once again the national champion. That makes it 12 SEC champs in the last 16 years. The SEC's college football dominance has become predictable and sadly a bit boring too. The current four-team college football playoffs are proving that an expansion to 6 or 8 or 12 or 16 teams just isn't going to matter in most years. The only thing it might do would be allow 3 or maybe, God forbid, 4 SEC teams to be in the national semifinals. Well, they can't have that. Though that might make many SEC fans quite happy, you can bet that ESPN, who pays a fortune to televise these games, will have a big say in the final verdict on any possible playoff expansion. You see, ESPN needs to sell a ton of these very expensive commercials we have to endure to a national audience just to break even from their investment in these ball games. ESPN's worst nightmare would be to have 3 or 4 SEC teams in the national semifinals in the first year of an expanded college football playoff system. I think that this year's all-SEC finale may quell the push for an expansion of the number of teams involved in the college football playoffs. I think it's fine right now at 4 teams. As for next Monday's rematch between Alabama and Georgia, there is no doubt that 75% of America will be rooting for Georgia to finally win their second national championship, the first since 1980, and end Alabama's recent reign atop college football. Georgia head football coach and former Alabama defensive coordinator Kirby Smart desperately wants to become just the second former assistant coach under Alabama's Nick Saban to beat his mentor. Saban holds an incredible 25-1 record when going up against his former pupils. Only Jimbo Fisher, now at Texas A&M, was able to break this streak earlier in the 2021 season by handing Alabama their only loss of this year. You don't have to remind Coach Nick Saban about that loss either. That man never forgets. Alabama trounced then-undefeated Georgia 41-24 just a month ago in the SEC championship game on the artificial turf in Atlanta. The rematch scheduled for next week will also be played on artificial turf at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, though both teams feature very large offensive and defensive linemen. The Alabama team speed was very apparent in the first matchup of these two dominant college football teams. Georgia simply cannot match Alabama's speed on the artificial turf and hope for a different outcome. Instead, I think the Dogs must target Alabama's best defensive player, All-American defensive end Will Anderson, and attempt to run the ball right at him all night long. If Georgia should add, let's say, a blocking fullback to their current offensive scheme, Anderson's effectiveness on defense may be lessened. And by establishing an effective ball control running game against Alabama, Georgia's passing game may also open up for Stetson Bennett. Georgia must control the time of possession in this rematch next week in order to win the big game. Though Alabama easily won the first matchup with Georgia by 17 points, the Vegas oddsmakers today have somehow installed Georgia as a 3-point favorite in this all-SEC national championship game rematch. Well, I disagree. Bama coach Nick Saban still has plenty of tricks left in his bag awaiting Georgia for next week, And we've seen it so many times over the years. Nick Saban is the most prepared football coach in the country, bar none. Georgia must quickly reinvent themselves for this rematch to have a chance. Though I will be pulling for a competitive championship game, which is decided in the fourth quarter next Monday, Alabama's Roadrunner is still the champion until Wile E. Coyote, Georgia, finally beats them. As wrestling great Ric Flair says, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Woo! Woo!
I'm Swamp Swanner. Come back and see us.